the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
More PF structures to endorse Brian Mundwele for 2026. Activist for Justice and Development, Ajude, challenges stakeholders to view national development initiatives without political bias. In international news, Eritrea rejects Ethiopian claims of troops operating inside its borders. And finally, in sports news, FAS President toasts futsal team Africa Cup of Nations qualification.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Activist for Justice and Development, Ajude, has called on stakeholders to desist from scrutinizing national development initiatives through a political lens, saying such tendencies risk derailing national progress. Speaking within an interview, Ajude coordinator Kefa Sidaka said development projects are meant to benefit communities regardless of political affiliation, adding that politicizing development only creates unnecessary divisions among citizens. Mr. Daka noted that roads, health facilities, schools and other public infrastructure should be evaluated based on their impact on the people's lives and not only on political players are associated with them. He further appealed to political leaders, civil society organizations, and members of the public to promote unity and accountability by supporting development programs that uplift communities. Mr. Daka further emphasizes that constructive engagement and objective assessment of projects will help ensure transparency and improved service delivery. He has since urged stakeholders to work together in fostering a culture that prioritizes national development over partisan interests.
This country needs to develop without any political inclination. We need to look at the stakeholder participation across board and without segregating or looking at which political party this guy is coming from, or which church does this man coming from, or which civil society does this person coming from. Stakeholder involvement in national development is concerned. It's a thing which is robust, which means incorporating everyone, looking at what the country is going through right now. We need all the stakeholders, all the economic factors, fundamentals that need to be put in place, which means we need all the people that are around that economic aspect and those that are in the chicken corn house to put their heads together without looking at the political lens, looking at which organization does this person come from and where does he belong and what is his interest. We need to put away all the political affiliation, all the social affiliation, but just what the interest of the country. If this country was to develop, we need all the stakeholders.
The Patriotic Front, PF in Bala District, has endorsed Brian Mundwele as his preferred presidential candidate for the 2026 general elections under the Tonse Alliance. Speaking on behalf of the party in the district, Mbala District PF Chairperson Stuart Simutenda said the endorsement reflects the party's desire for decisive leadership and unity ahead of the 2026 polls. Mr. Simutenda described Mr. Mundwele as a focused and experienced leader who understands both governance and party politics, adding that the PF has no time to waste on prolonged internal disputes. He says the endorsement aligns with the growing support for Mr. Mundwele from various PF structures across the country, who see him as a unifying figure capable of strengthening the party's position within the Tonse Alliance. Mr. Simutenda further emphasized that Zambia needs leadership that is issue-based and consultative, adding that Mr. Mundwele demonstrated such qualities both in parliament and within the party.
All the structures in Mbala district have rallied behind Brian Mundwele. In Mbala district, for us in Mbala, we are supporting Brian Mundwele as a Tonse chairperson and a presidential candidate for 2026.
In another development, a Livingston-based Patriotic Front PF member, Mwewa Chilufya, has criticized the recent 700 kwacha salary increment for civil servants, describing it as insufficient to address the rising cost of living. Speaking to the media in Livingston, Mr. Chilufya said the government should reconsider the increment, arguing that it does not meaningfully improve the welfare of public service workers amid ongoing economic challenges. He explained that civil servants continue to struggle financially due to high inflation, increasing food prices and rising utility costs, which has significantly eroded their purchasing power. Mr. Chilufya added that many civil servants are already burdened with financial obligations, including loans and family responsibilities, making the current salary adjustment inadequate to meet their basic needs. He further noted the high cost of living continues to affect not only public workers, but also ordinary citizens, and warned that failure to implement more impactful economic measures could worsen social and economic pressures. And within a separate development, the Hemophilia Foundation has called on government and cooperating partners to scale up support towards treatment and care of people living with hemophilia in the country. Speaking within an interview, Foundation Executive Director Charity Piketty said many hemophilia patients continue to face serious challenges in accessing life-saving medication due to high treatment costs and limited availability of specialized care. Ms. Piketty also noted that hemophilia, a rare inherited bleeding disorder, requires consistent medical attention, adding that without adequate treatment, patients are at risk of severe bleeding, disability, and in some cases, death. She further appealed to the Ministry of Health and private sector and well-wishers to invest more resources in the procurement of clotting factor concentrates and strengthening of diagnostic services in public health facilities. She has since emphasized the need for increased public awareness to help reduce stigma and promote early diagnosis, especially among children. She further reaffirmed the Foundation's commitment to working with stakeholders to ensure that hemophilia patients live healthier and more dignified lives.
We are actually very happy because there's been some consistency in the support for drugs that we treat hemophilia patients with, the factor 8 and factor 9. So the ministry has, actually supported us in that line because the medicines were a rare commodity and we've been fully dependent on the humanitarian aid, the factor 8 and factor 9. But now we have something that is procured by government through ZAMHSA. It's not a lot, but it's a plus because we know that there's something available and the government is supporting us. We applied actually as a foundation and government, so we started training at district level for doctors, nurses and the frontliners so that we are taking treatment closer to the people. So in case we have missed one or two places, it would be good for you also to help us so that we can move forward together with government.
In international news, a rubber boat carrying 55 passengers, including two babies, has overturned off the coast of Libya, the UN Migration Agency says. The only survivors, two Nigerian men, were rescued by the Libyan authorities on Friday, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, announced on Monday. The boat was carrying migrants and refugees from various African countries, it said. The boat sank after taking on water approximately 6 hours after departing from the coastal city of Al-Zaiwa in northwestern Libya. The IOM says that almost 500 migrants have been deported, have been reported dead or missing trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea from Libya so far in 2026. Libya has become a staging point for migrants from sub-Saharan Africa seeking to reach Europe since longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed in 2011. It is not immediately clear why it has taken so long for the news to emerge. Still within international news, tensions are rising in the Horn of Africa after Eritrea forcefully rejected Ethiopian claims that its troops are operating inside Ethiopian territory. We monitored African news.
Tensions are rising in the Horn of Africa after Eritrea forcefully rejected Ethiopian claims that its troops are operating inside Ethiopian territory. Asmara called the accusations false and fabricated after Ethiopia demanded Eritrean forces withdraw, accusing them of backing insurgents fighting federal troops, particularly in the Amhara region. Eritrea's information minister says the allegations are part of a hostile campaign against his country and insisted Eritrea has no desire to escalate tensions. Relations between the two neighbors have long been volatile. Eritrea gained independence from Ethiopia in 1993, but the countries later fought a brutal border war that killed tens of thousands. Although Prime Minister Afi